This is Mike Desmond. Some Parkside residents say the death of a three-year-old because of a car coming off the Skajakwata into the park shows the possibilities of even more problems on Parkside, off the expressway, unless something is done about bad driver behavior. Neighbors have long complained about speeding, running the red light at Florence and Parkside, and drivers going up onto lawns or hitting houses. David Rogalski says that intersection is just awful.
You're transitioning from a 55-mile-an-hour zone into a 30-mile-an-hour zone, and there needs to be other cues to drivers, like a reduced width of lane. It's a double lane, so drivers think they can go a lot faster than they should be. And also the curve has been analyzed as an unsafe curve, so there needs to be some re-engineering of that.
There is a lot of pedestrian and bicycle traffic crossing Parkside at that red light, which is often ignored by drivers. The police department tried to help by installing a system in both directions, which tells drivers how fast they are going, a special problem in the past as drivers flew off the Skajakwata. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.